Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1 week trial. Just $4.99 a month for your all access pass. Playing now on FanDuel is seasons 1 and 2 of Masters of Horror. For the first time, the foremost names in the horror film genre have joined forces for the series consisting of 13 one-hour films each season.
Hey everyone, welcome to another FanDuel video podcast. My name is Hooman. I'm here with Chris Kelly.
Hey Hooman. Good
Chris,
to see you, man.
Yeah, you too, man. And Bryn, who's not on camera today.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, but he'll be the voice
off camera of
In a world.
All right. Well, our guest today is a guy named Brad Parks. And Brad, am I getting your title right? You're the CEO of the Hollywood Film Festival.
That is correct. Hello, everyone.
All right, Brad. Now, listen, you bought the Hollywood Film Festival in 2014. I want to hear what happened since 2014 to this day. And I want to hear your background, too.
Well, in 2012, my little hometown of Dubuque, Iowa, had a film festival. And I had spent years in Lloyd's of London. I was one of the first U.S. Lloyd's of London underwriters, did a bunch of sports entertainment stuff. And so I got duped into taking the two young guys starting the festival down to the Austin Film Festival Summit and then writing a big check and learning how to run a film festival. A few months later, I had been out that night drinking with a gentleman named Matthew Modine, filmmaker, artist, actor. And a couple of days later, he called me in Iowa and he said, "Hey, Brad, this is Matthew Modine." I said, "Yeah, man, I know, it's 4 a.m. And he was with Dr. Oz doing a show in California. And he said, "Hey, Dr. Oz says I should bring my movie, Jesus Was a Commie, to your film festival in Iowa for the Republican caucus." This is 2012 Republican, Tea Party caucus.
Okay.
And so he did. We brought it out. We went to Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, played baseball in the Field of Dreams. And on the Field of Dreams by my house, about 5-6 miles, I actually agreed to invest in a company that ended up being the company that acquired the Hollywood Film Festival in 2014. About a week later, Tribeca sold half their festival for $24.5 million to Madison Square Garden, which set up a five-year battle to keep the festival. And after winning that battle, we had a big event globally. I spoke in 2017 with Cannes at their Welcome to Cannes event with Variety. I then presented with the Shanghai Film Festival in Shanghai. Had a big event, built the global market, had a huge coming out party in November of 2019, a big print article in Variety. And we're all excited, came home for a little bit of a rest, and then pandemic. So much for that plan. We spent the last, almost 2 years just kind of helping our previous filmmakers, get their stuff sold, work country to country. We have 70 nations in our circle. And so we give away and publish in Variety during Toronto, a Hollywood Silver Screen Prize for narrative feature and short feature for these nations, the Hollywood Silver Screen Prize of France, Hollywood Silver Screen Prize of Afghanistan. And that's what we do.
Brad, let me interrupt you here real quick. It's 2022 now.
Correct.
What is anything going to happen with the Hollywood Film Festival this year? Are you going to be showing anything in person? Are you going to be having an online? Are you going to have some kind of hybrid? Are we going to see you guys come out this year?
We're going to do a hybrid. I went and spoke last July at the Cannes Film Festival with Henry Days, who was the 40-year director of festivals and markets at Variety. He told me, "Hey, go speak, see if the world's ready to wake up." I did go speak. It was a great event. I brought all the countries back on. And then I ended up getting COVID. So we decided to wait one more year. And this year we're going to launch the competition at Cannes in May. We'll be back again this May in Cannes Film Festival and launch our nomination process. And then the goal is to have the nominees, the top three feature emerging films and top three short films selected for nominations for publishing and variety by the Toronto Film Festival in September, with the event of having the hybrid event in LA in November. So we'll bring
November
the top 10
what? November what? The beginning or the end?
Probably towards the beginning. We're waiting to see how the markets lay out if we're going to use a studio theater. We've always used Raleigh or the Roosevelt. We don't bring a lot of films, but we show about 25 films over a 4-day period. The festival is more of a working festival. So we have a big party and we announce the festival winners, and we have a lot of connections to studios. You know, my job is to connect filmmakers to opportunity and get their films sold. So once the festival is over, my job actually starts. I spend the rest of the year working with all of our jury class of filmmakers, taking them to Cannes, Berlin, Toronto, AFM, and trying to get their films in the market.
So a couple more questions here. Sorry, this cat's distracting me.
So Sox has decided to join us today.
Sox needs a baseline.
Yeah, right, he does. Sorry, I totally forgot my question. Who's all like on your board? Do you have any impressive people? I mean, I know you're impressive, don't get me wrong, but I just like, who are you? Are you gathering board members? Are you gathering advisors? Like, where are you guys at with that?
Well, in 2019, we had Jim Wyatt and Jeff Shumway. Jim's the former CEO of William Morris. Henry Days from Variety has been doing festivals and markets for years. Julia Pierpont III. Julia, I think, produced the first film in Hollywood last year without getting COVID on anybody. Galan Ramraz, who helped start Marvel years ago with Kevin Feige, he's in Barcelona. James Wu and Julia Chu in Shanghai, and then a whole host of network people. So the advantage of being in Hollywood is we know a ton of people in Hollywood. So our goal is to just leverage that relationship set. So those invitations will start probably officially April 1st or April 15th, and then we'll announce the board and the jury panel in Cannes. I think it's May 16th or the 18th this year.
That's incredible. Okay, so your film festival hasn't been going. You've been in a legal battle since 2014. What have you been doing since 2020? And I want you to tell the story that you told me on the phone, because this is really impressive, Chris. I think this might actually make you raise your eyebrows.
Excellent.
Well, you know, we tell our filmmakers, I'll work with you no matter what to help you succeed. In 2017, a film, short film named Sabarak won our festival. Sabarak Nasiri is a former translator from our DeVito SEAL team in Afghanistan. Came to the United States after he was attacked by Taliban. They literally chopped his fingers off, smashed his head with shovels. He called me August 12th after getting back from Cannes, literally while I had COVID B variant. I'd been vaccinated, got sick anyway, 102 fever. And Saber said, Brad, I know what you used to do before film festivals. Can you get my mom and dad and brothers and sisters out of Afghanistan? So I made a bunch of calls. We got his mom and dad out and brothers. Then Allie Merrick McGuire from my staff called and said one of her partners the last year, Marisol Amiri, is kind of the Katie Couric of Afghanistan. She was stuck. So I called Saber's other brothers. We protected her on August 27th, trying to push in the Northwest Gate at Kabul airport. A guy called on my other comm, and he said, hey, this is Sergeant Blank. My niece and brother are on your bus. I said, no, brother, I'm busy. He said, turn your camera. So I turned the camera, and on both sides of our bus were two sets of former NDS intelligence operatives flanking our bus. And I said, who is this exactly? It turns out that his call sign now is Legend. He was a top Army intelligence asset for years, and we've been running operations now, SOS actions, helping pull people out of the country for, God, since August 12th. It's been almost 6 months, wow. 18 hours a day. Filmmakers, artists, judges, former military. The people that helped get her out of the country are still there. His niece and brothers are actually in the UAE now. They're safe, as are a bunch of other filmmakers and artists we pulled out of there. But it's been a pretty grueling 6 months.
Well, it sounds like this could be the sequel to Argo. Right.
It's funny because I actually own the Hollywood Film Festival. I called Cam Air on September 4th and met their board. This is the Afghan airline. Uh-huh. They called Variety. They checked on me, looked at the article, said, oh my God, you do own the festival. This isn't fake. I said, I know. I give away a Hollywood Screen Prize in Afghanistan. They gave me a jet, 737. And the goddamn Taliban stole it the next day. So it's been like that. Every time we get close, it's just been frustration after frustration. But a lot of very good people in Afghanistan still there. And I gave Saber my word I'd get his family out, and they helped protect the artists and the journalists. And now they're still there. So until they're out,
Wow.
So to date, how many people would you say you've kind of rescued from Afghanistan?
Oh, between Legend, hundreds. I've got about 2,300 people on my board that we've done SOS actions for. My partner, Russ, we call him Grandpa, has delivered tons of babies, built a medical network. Victor Resch ran the FEMA for Afghanistan. We built our own kind of private little team. We're not in the newspaper articles. We're not a big evacuation group. We just do favors for all the evacuation groups. I did a lot of other weird stuff, kidnap ransom, some military stuff in the past. I don't talk about, but Sabre went on Glenn Beck and outed me to Hollywood. And a lot of people in Hollywood called me and said, what are you doing on Glenn Beck? I said, what are you people doing watching Glenn Beck in Hollywood? So nice. It was an interesting conversation.
All right, Brad, let's talk about film.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I gave you a bunch of questions to prep you, and I didn't send this one, but what are two or three films that you really loved that inspired you, that you kind of reflect on to this day that you might want to share with us, whether they're really famous or off the beaten path?
You know, Field of Dreams is obviously a clear one because it was right by my house. I was in the end scene of the movie in my car. I was a high school kid drinking cheap Schaefer's beer. I got to meet all the actors. I got to work with Tim Busfield years later, which was a great joy. Shawshank Redemption, and obviously Star Wars. You know, I'm a Star Wars generation kid. And lately, there's been some great global film. This is what's exciting about this pandemic. As the rules change and the world tightens, people have to be more creative. And, man, I'm seeing some incredible content. Not just in the film market, but on Amazon, on Netflix. I think that the world has changed the way we produce and consume content. And I think that gives us an opportunity as a festival to change the entire scheme of things. And because it's Hollywood's film festival, who's going to say no? And because I own it, who's going to fire me? So
that's always a fun thing to be able to say.
Exactly. No one's going to fire me.
Who's going to fire me?
So, Brad, if somebody wants to get in touch with you or find out more, where do you want to direct them to?
Well, we're going to relaunch HollywoodFilmFestival.com shortly. The problem is Sabre's stupid prize from that year sitting in the president's office of Afghanistan, right with the Taliban. So we shut the website down. We kind of went off social media just to keep dark for a while. But HollywoodFilmFestival.com, and you can just email me at brad@HollywoodFilmFestival.com anytime. And we'll be working with the nations. So we have I don't take entry fees. I don't think it's fair to filmmakers. We go everything by referral from our network and from our national partners. But if you know someone with a great film, you know, brad@HollywoodFilmFestival.com, please send it over. You know, we're looking forward to a great year this year.
Incredible. His name is Brad Parks. He's the CEO of the Hollywood Film Festival, and he's rescued hundreds of people from Afghanistan.
That's fantastic.
We just kept information flowing. They did all the hard work. So
yeah. And hey, Brad, if you ever make it to the Bay Area or California, please let us know. We'd love to take you out for dinner.
I'll be back in LA about 1 week a month starting next month. Thankfully. Oh, sweet. I miss fish tacos and the beach.
So. Awesome.
Fish tacos.
We got fish tacos on the way today. So,
perfect. All right, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Brad.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1 week trial. Playing now on Fandor is seasons 1 and 2 of Masters of Horror. For the first time, the foremost names in the horror film genre have joined forces for the series, consisting of 13 1-hour films each season. That's FANDOR, the home for cinephiles.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.